Exactly 1:45 FM Fears Reality Check. Eyes of Green, a little bit of science now for you. If you're visiting Cambridge in the UK anytime soon, don't be alarmed if a rubbish bin literally crosses your path or if a park bench kind of shuffles towards you. Robotic bins and benches are the latest in amusing public art installments of a group of artists, designers, architects and musicians who call themselves Grey World. Now, Grey World, they're using solar power to make park benches and rubbish bins kind of flock together, come together and sing when the sun comes out. FMP's Reem Higazi spoke to the founder of Grey World, Andrew Shobin, about his inspiring take on public art.
We make public artworks almost always in urban spaces. The kind of work we do is not about beautiful sculpture, a big man on a horse, somebody holding a sword up in the air. Our stuff is about taking what pre-exists there and giving a little twist. As a child, you probably walked through the park and picked up a stick and ran it along railings and got that lovely sound.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, well, I know so many kids have done that. We took a big set of railings and we tuned them. So when you ran a stick along it, it played The Girl from Ipanema. Bins and Benches is very much like all of our stuff. Six bins, six benches in an urban space. Very ordinary looking bins and ordinary looking benches, but these ones are a bit different. You can whistle and they'll come over to you. On a Tuesday, they line up in a nice line so that the bin man can come along and empty them up. And if the benches detect a bit of rain, then sometimes they scurry under a local tree because, let's face it, if you're a bench, your whole reason for existence is to be sat on. So you want to be as attractive as possible. And they have lots of personalities. I think there's a bit of a love thing going on between the bins and the benches.
You definitely think outside the box.
Well, you know, public art for us is a very serious business, even if it's humour that's in there. For me, public art is not about some monolithic statue in the middle of town, because they're usually set at a physical distance, meaning I can't touch them or climb on them or play with them. But more important than that, to me, they're very much set at a philosophical distance. You know, that doesn't mean anything to me. Why do they call it public art? What's it got to do with the public? So this kind of work, for me, essentially is about work which isn't just about the public. It's without the public is nothing. You know, all of our installations really require the public to be at the very center of the work.
The benches and the bins have been put in place, and they are now actually, you know, being sat on and used.
They launched on last week.
I'm surprised no one's tried to steal them.
Oh, they can try. It's extremely difficult to do. First of all, each bin and bench would take about four people to lift. They're extremely heavy to do with the way that they're powered. But also, if you're clever enough to get this thing off the floor, there's the most piercing siren that, you know, really does make the four of you rather unhappy about holding it. And lastly, and probably the funniest thing of all, is obviously the bins and benches know where they are because they have a GPS system, so they're aware of their position so that they don't make a break for it and run down the motorway. If you nick them, we know exactly where you've taken them.
Wicked. When are you coming to Vienna to do something?
Oh, we'd love to come and do something in Vienna. By all accounts, it's the most beautiful part of the world.
Nicely said. Bins and benches that kind of move and sing and do all kinds of strange things on the streets and the parks of Cambridge in the UK. If you want to find out more about a forward-thinking bunch of artists, they have a website they'd love you to find out about. It's www.greyworld.org.